if you don't know, is our Young Life leader here in Greenwich. He's been the Young Life leader here for 3 years. But Kevin grew up in Greenwich, and Kevin actually came to know Jesus as his Lord and Savior through Young Life in Greenwich because of Mark Shull. And you guys remember Mark, who's not living in Greenwich anymore, but he was a part of this church as well. So we're so lucky to have Kevin. He went off to college after Greenwich High School, I think, in Ohio, and then he came back and has been serving middle school and high school kids like crazy for the past 3 years in Greenwich. And I have seen Kevin on many different occasions. He's full of life, full of energy. He loves kids. He loves God. And he's really, he's an amazing leader. And he was a leader in high school. I'm amazed at, he's very athletic. He played on, I think, every single sport, football, wrestling. Was it basketball too? Not basketball. Okay, well, he was the captain and leader of every single sport he played. But he's a humble guy, and he's totally sold out for his faith, and he's sold out for kids in this town. And we are so, so blessed to have him working with teenagers in Greenwich and to have him be a part of our church here. And he's not going to be on stilts this morning, as you may have seen on many occasions. He does many things, Kevin. But anyway, I just wanted to bring Kevin up here and welcome him to share with us some of his thoughts this morning.
Hello.
Maybe I should pray for you.
Thank you.
God, thank you so much for Kevin coming to share his faith, and I think we'll get to hear a testimony. God, thank you. Just bless him, anoint him, let him share his story and his faith with us that we might be blessed because of it. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. It's funny, 10 years ago, I started going to Young Life because two of my friends invited me to go. And it took a year and a half before I finally went, and I met Mark Shull. We were going to see a movie called The Matrix. I think it was a Reloaded one. It was the second one. And I was like, who is this weird guy? Why am I going to hang out with Mark? So that was 10 years ago, and that changed my life forever. And I never would have thought that I would be where I am today. And what's great for me to think about is that 10 years ago, we went to a camp called Rockbridge, which changed my life, where I accepted the Lord into my life. And that was on July 28th, 2004. And this year, we're going to Rockbridge from July 22nd to July 29th. So I will be able to be at the same spot where I got to sit and receive the Holy Spirit and really start my life with Christ. And I'm so excited because there will be tons of other kids there with me that will have the same opportunity to do that. Every year we go on these great trips, but through this, I'll just give you a little recap. Wildlife has been blowing up. We've had dodgeball. Beth has been helpful so much. We've had Young Life blowing up as well. So I brought two of my great friends, Eric and Bryce, here, who went on this Saranac trip, which we went to last summer. And here's a little recap video of what happened. Now, you might be wondering, where does Jesus fit in that context? There's just crazy stuff going on. Where do we actually talk about Jesus? And let me say that we do, and that it is breaking down barriers, just breaking down walls to have the opportunity to speak with kids about Christ. As many of you know, I coach football and wrestling at the high school, and it's through those relationships that kids like Bryce and Eric, they trust me, and that I can have conversations with them about real stuff in life. And it's not just me talking to them, it's me listening, it's me being present in their life. And I got an opportunity to sit with Bryce and hear his story and to hear what's going on in his life. And for me to say, this is what Jesus has to offer you. And this is what he can give, but this is what he is about. He's about full life. And so I've asked Bryce to share a little bit of his story today. And so I've known Bryce for the past 2 years. I've been his wrestling coach, and his transformation has been incredible. And I'm so excited that you guys get to hear it from him. So let's give it up for Bryce.
So not too close, right?
That's fine.
All right, I don't want to put my mouth on it. Hi, I'm Bryce. I'm a sophomore in high school. And my story starts off in about seventh grade, you know, normal life. You know, getting social. You're like all girls and all that. Turns out it was kind of the opposite. I was kind of lonely. Like, I had friends, but they weren't really true friends. They kind of pushed me towards, like, drugs and alcohol. But at first I was like, nah, it's not for me, you know. Go on. I'm going to go home, sit with my family, watch TV. Wasn't that great. Like, I wasn't accepted for who I was. which upset me because, you know, you want to be accepted at this age. Like, you want to be known as that cool kid that did this, and that at this party, or this kid that, you know, everybody likes. And it wasn't like that. But, you know, I pushed through it. Eighth grade went on, same thing. I met Eric, best friend now, 4 years, tight. And, you know, he helped me through a lot. Ninth grade rolls along, tried out football, terrible. I wrestled with Chow and Eric. He killed me. It was the worst thing ever. I went back, though, persevered. And, you know, rugby came along, and I was like, you know, what am I doing with my life? You know, I slip up. I fell into what they wanted me to be, you know, a person who sits there, goes and parties, gets drunk, and smokes, but it didn't make me feel good. You know, I felt lonely, lost, hopeless, and it made me feel bad. You know, I started hating people, hated my own family at one point for who they were. I don't want to be that. And so I would hang out with Chow and a couple other guys at Todd's Point, and one day he was like, hey, you, want to come to Young Life? I was like, whatever, sure, dude. Like, you gotta ask me like that. And so I went, and I met a group of people that I now call my family. You know, they welcomed me with warm arms. They were like, oh, hi, I'm this, that. You know, you should come all the time. It's so great. And I was like, I've never had this before. Like, people that automatically accepted me for who I was and didn't even know my background. They didn't ask any questions. They said, I like you for who you are. Don't even care what your name is. I was like, yes. Finally. And so I went there, but not for like Jesus, but for how I felt. And we went to Saranac, and I was like, you know, only reason why I'm coming is because Eric's going, and for the girls. Yeah. Didn't really meet that many girls, but I learned something new. I learned that, you know, Jesus is there for me. I started listening. Instead of sitting at Young Life and like saying, nah, child, I don't know any of this. I'm Buddhist. I sit in the back of the class and meditate, sleep. So, Young Life ends. Well, it's about to end. It's the last day, and we had this one-on-one, me and Chow. And he was like, who's Jesus to you? And I didn't know how to answer at the time, because I was like, you know, I won't really lie. I haven't been paying attention all week. So, I just came up with this weird answer. I can't remember it. You? All right, good. And so this question stuck in my head, and I was like, you know, who is this guy to me? What could he be? So it stays there for a bit, and, you know, first day of school, I go, and it's a regular day. I'm just like, God, get me out of here. It's a half day. I already don't want to be here anymore. So I go home, take my after-school nap, go get my brother from work, and I come home, and bunch of cop cars on the street, and I was like, what the hell is this? Like, this never happens in my neighborhood. This is a little weird. And I felt really uncomfortable. I don't know why. Like, I've never really been in that situation before where there's been, like, something bad happening like that. So I called Chow up. I was like, yeah, get me out of here. Can't do this. Came right away, and we went to Campaigners, and I was quiet. And normally I talk a lot, and I know I do, because some people look at me like I'm crazy. And you know, I went home that night to find out that my neighbor and friend committed suicide. And I didn't know how to react. Like, normally, you know, you'd feel sad, but I was just like, what could I have done? You know, somebody that I knew was going through something worse than what I was going through killed themselves, and I didn't do anything about it. And it hurt. I went outside that night and cried. And looked right at his house and said, you know, why am I so selfish? Like, what could I have done? All right. And, you know, that week was rough for me. Like, there were points where I even thought of doing it. And it sucked. Because I didn't want to be, like, selfish. I was like, you know what, I'm going to do something with this. So that night, I went in my bed, and I laid and stared at my ceiling. And I didn't feel alone for the first time. There was somebody there with me. And I talked to Chow about it, and he was like, you know, that was Jesus. And I was like, you know what, you're right. That was. I don't feel alone anymore. Because I know that instead of me thinking of him as a religious, like, person, now he's like my brother. He's my family. Somebody that I can go to when I'm sad, but also when I'm happy. And I realized that I needed that. And it gave me a new hope in life. And I'm grateful from Chow, everyone that supported me in Young Life, because it made me a better person now. And I'm still striving to be a better person.
For Bryce, real quick. So, Lord Jesus, thank you for our brother, Bryce. Thank you for a new creation. Thank you that you have lifted him out of the pit, and that you've made him a son and an heir to your kingdom. Thank you for bringing him into the family. Lord, pray blessings upon Bryce, and we pray for him today. Amen.